Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Shayna Farfel with Occupational Health. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Lori Rolando, the director of the Occupational Health Clinic. Hi, Dr. Rolando. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Hi, Shayna. Thank you for having me.
Of course. It feels like the only thing on our minds for the past 6 months or so has been COVID, COVID, COVID. But I guess we also need to start thinking about flu season. And with flu season comes flu shots. And things may look a little different this year. So can you tell me how we anticipate COVID may impact this flu season and why this year it may be more important to get your flu vaccine than in years past?
Sure. So, you know, it's important every year to get your flu vaccine, and we encourage everyone who is 6 months old or older who doesn't have a medical contraindication to get their flu shot every year, because it really is one of the most important things you can do to help prevent flu in yourself as well as those around you. And particularly this year with COVID also circulating, it's just that much more important to try and keep yourself healthy and prevent yourself from getting the flu. You know, one thing is flu symptoms and COVID symptoms are very similar. So getting the flu shot, if it can help prevent you from getting the flu, can help potentially maybe prevent some confusion between, you know, do I have the flu, do I have COVID, or do I have some other respiratory infection? Likewise, if we have flu circulating along with COVID, that can increase the stress on healthcare systems, right? Because if you've already got folks who are presenting for evaluation for COVID, and then we have an increase in flu activity and people with flu symptoms, they're also going to be presenting for evaluation, not again, not just for flu, but also potentially for COVID. And then the people who are at increased risk for COVID and potentially requiring hospitalization or having severe cases of COVID are also those people who are potentially at increased risk for having severe cases of the flu. And we also just want to protect those individuals. Most importantly, we want to protect those individuals from getting the flu and potentially having those complications of the flu. And then finally, we also don't yet know what co-infection with COVID and flu might look like. But again, you know, the individuals at higher risk typically are the same populations that are at higher risk for both. And so if we can prevent flu infections, that just sort of puts us one step ahead in protecting folks from seeing these types of effects during flu season.
Absolutely. And you mentioned higher risk folks. Who are the most vulnerable populations for flu and really for, you know, for COVID?
Sure. So, you know, again, while it's important for everyone to get the flu shot, it's particularly important for those individuals who are at potentially higher risk. And the CDC would say that anybody who is age 50 or over, individuals with certain chronic medical conditions like chronic pulmonary conditions, including asthma, people with chronic cardiovascular conditions, kidney disease, liver disease, diabetes, and other chronic medical conditions are at higher risk. People who are immunocompromised for some reason, so meaning their immune system isn't working the way it should, are at increased risk. Pregnant women, individuals who are American Indian or Alaskan Natives, and people who have a body mass index of greater than 40 are all considered at increased risk. So getting your flu shot, again, can not only potentially help prevent infection, because it's about 60% effective in preventing flu. The other important thing to know about the flu vaccine is that for those who do get the flu despite getting vaccinated, getting that vaccination can help minimize your chance of having a severe case of the flu or having complications from the flu. So getting your flu shot is really important for a couple of potential reasons. There are a couple of potential benefits there.
And I think that's a really good and important point. You hear a lot of people talking about when is the best time to get a flu shot. You know, some people are like, maybe earlier in the season is not so good. You know, so do you have any guidance on when to get it during the season? Does it matter?
The first and foremost thing to say is it's important to get your flu shot when you have an opportunity to get it. And so we don't want folks to pass up an opportunity if sure. it's presented to them, because you don't want to miss out on that in just in case another opportunity doesn't present itself. But if you're looking at sort of best time to get vaccinated in terms of what time in the season, the CDC would say that ideally they'd like to have folks vaccinated by the end of October, so that you can be vaccinated ideally before you really start to see that increase in flu activity later in the fall or in the winter. But at the same time, you're not getting vaccinated so early, like, you know, July or August, where immunity may not last throughout the whole flu season. But again, it's when you get that opportunity to be vaccinated. And, you know, for us in the medical center, at least, you know, we do have a requirement to be vaccinated by December 1st. So again, we like to see folks vaccinated by the end of October, but people can get vaccinated anytime throughout the flu season, as long as vaccine is available.
And we do have vaccine available now, right?
We do. We started doing vaccines the first full week of September. So we're vaccinating as we speak.
Wonderful. For folks in the medical center who may have a reason why they can't get the flu shot, a medical reason, a religious reason, what do you suggest they need to do? What's the guidance there?
Sure. So there is an exemption process that's in place. So anyone who has a medical contraindication, meaning a medical reason why it's unsafe for them to be vaccinated, or has a sincerely held religious belief, can apply for an exemption, and each exemption is reviewed by the exemption committee on an individual basis. The application can be found on our website.
Okay. As most of us may know, at this point, we're not having a Flulapalooza this year. We'll all be missing. So without that kind of mass vaccination event in place, where do you suggest that folks get their flu shot this year? What's available to
sure.
employees?
As you noted, we're not going to have a one-day big Flulapalooza mass vaccination event. Just with COVID, you know, we need to take into consideration social distancing. And so we wanted to not have a large gathering where we had a lot of folks congregating in one area at one time. So we wanted to be respectful of that. But all of the other options that we utilize each year are available and are being scaled up. So for example, the peer vaccination program. So if you are in a clinical area, if you're in a outpatient clinic or on an inpatient unit, we have peer vaccinators who act as occupational health delegates and can give you the vaccine right where you're at. So you don't even need to make a trip to see us in our clinic. But we are providing vaccine in our clinic, and our Express Care has been dedicated to providing flu vaccine. We'll be doing on-site. We'll have locations here on campus, both on the medical center and the university, to provide flu vaccine. And for those folks for whom it will be more convenient to get their flu vaccine outside of here on the Vanderbilt campus or through one of our occupational health mechanisms, the community clinics, for example, your PCP walk-in clinics or Vanderbilt Health at Walgreens are all options. The vaccination is provided at no out-of-pocket cost, so no deductible or copay, because it is a preventive vaccine. And so any of those locations would be a great option. Now, one thing to note, if you do go to the Vanderbilt Health at Walgreens, you'll want to make sure that you go to the clinic area within Walgreens and not the pharmacy in order to ensure that it's covered by insurance.
Okay. So lots of opportunities, it sounds like. Well, thank you so much for your time today. And just want to mention, if anybody is looking for any additional resources about flu season and the flu vaccine, please visit the Occupational Health Flu website. And Dr. Orlando, thank you again.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks so much, Sheena.
Thanks for listening. If you have a story suggestion, you can use the Contact Us page on our website at www.vumc.org/health-wellness.